Here's a thought I'll title, Take a Risk. I know that every one of us have had the experience where we've had an opportunity to show our work to a group of friends, peers, photo buddies, etc. And when we put our work up, there's that little hesitation, that pit in the stomach, that, oh gosh, I hope they don't criticize me too much. There's a natural fear when we show our work because part of the reason we produce our work, well, the primary reason we produce our work is to please ourselves, but a part of the reason may be that we would like to do something that others might enjoy. And so when our work has an opportunity to be shown, we would like to have people like it. That's human nature. That's natural. But that's also a possible bit of quicksand for those of us who are creative photographers. Because wanting to get our work appreciated can put tremendous pressure on us to produce something that's expected, something that's considered correct in the world of whatever aesthetic corner we live in. If you were, for example, a member of the Ansel Adams Landscape Club of Photography, you'd probably be quite nervous if you had an opportunity to show your photographs of abstracts or even color work. Photography can be, to some extent anyway, a risk-averse pursuit. And that's too bad. Far too many photographers bury their creativity under a shroud of acceptance. And instead of making personal work that comes from the heart, they make images that they hope will earn applause and accolades. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with producing that work as long as you don't limit yourself to producing that work, because such limitations mean you will probably never produce work that truly comes from your heart. There's always the risk when you do work that comes from your heart that other people won't like it, won't appreciate it, won't understand it, will scratch their heads and say, what am I supposed to be looking at? What is the significance of this artwork? Why did the photographer choose to photograph this in this particular way? Those can be uncomfortable questions. I know. I've asked photographers those very questions in I can't tell you how many portfolio reviews over the years. And the minute I start asking those questions, I can just watch the photographer start to squirm because those are uncomfortable questions. What I'm proposing in this Here's a Thought commentary is that feeling uncomfortable is usually meaning something good, something positive, not something to be avoided. Art making can, perhaps even should, feel a little risky. And if you don't feel a nervousness or a discomfort when showing your work because you haven't taken a risk, then you haven't really accomplished much. At least you haven't accomplished much if the goal is to do something that is personally expressive. I won't go so far as to say there's a direct one-to-one relationship between how uncomfortable you are and how risky your work is, because that's not always the case. But I can't recall a single photographer's body of work I've looked at where I've said, they've risked too much, this has gone too far, they ought to come back a little bit from the edge and make something more acceptable. Can't think of a single one, but I can think of hundreds, thousands of portfolio reviews and submissions to LensWork when I wish the photographer had taken a little more risk in what they're doing. I wish they had perhaps dug a little deeper, found how this work is meaningful to them, and then expressed that in the work. Risky, yes, but worthwhile, you betcha. Which brings up a related topic, and that is, every time you show work that is a little risky for you to show, that's a little scary, that's a little uncomfortable to show, you do run the risk of people rejecting your work. And it takes a certain amount of courage, a little bravery perhaps mixed in, to show work that is criticized, to show work that doesn't connect with an audience. And that's where we as artists have to do a superb job of really looking inside and asking ourselves, are their criticisms valid? Is this work bad? Am I wasting my time? or have the courage of your convictions, carry forward until people catch up with you. When we started Lenswork in 1993, our advisors said, oh, don't make it that small. That's a terrible mistake. It's not the same size as what people expect in a magazine. That was a painful criticism to hear, but we stuck with our guns because the current size of Lenswork felt right. The goal of being an artist is not to create something that everybody loves. We hope that's a consequence, but the goal of being an artist is to be personally expressive, is to dig more deeply in how we feel and respond to the world, and to make that manifest in our images as best we can. But that's risky. And I would propose that if you're not taking a risk with at least some of your photography, with at least a few of your projects, then you're missing one of the primary reasons to be a photographer, to be an artist, to walk the creative path and live the creative life. Taking a risk doesn't guarantee that your work is good, but never taking a risk almost guarantees that your work will become easily forgotten.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.